It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Haworth.
Good evening. Welcome to Harrison and FS Garrison Stadium, the home of the Goblins, Mountain Home and Harrison tonight. Renewing one of the oldest rivalries in Arkansas. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-1 on the campaign after their loss to Sheridan last Thursday night. The Goblins are 1-0, an impressive win over Pea Ridge last Friday night, 45-14. Pea Ridge was in the top five in Class 4A going into that matchup last week. Tough test for the Bombers tonight, a beautiful night for football. It's rather warm, but it could always be worse in August. We know that. We'll take a break, come back, start talking about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is Austin Lance. Austin made the tackle and one quarterback hurry on defense. He played both sides of the ball all night, had an outstanding performance on the offensive line, graded out at 91%. Austin Lance, the Player of the Game against Sheridan, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
If your water heater is on the fritz, consider a Marathon. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sells and leases Marathon water heaters from 30 to 105 gallons. The durable, non-metallic tanks include foam insulation and have a lifetime limited warranty. Call NAEC at 870-425-2141 or stop by our office to purchase or lease a Marathon water heater today.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years. And supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number. Available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school. And now, I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Harrison as we get ready for what's officially week one, second game of the season for the Mountain Home Bombers and the Harrison Goblins. Bombers 0-1 on the campaign. The Goblins are 1-0 on the season. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff. It's a warm night in Harrison, and even warmer in the press box. The air conditioner's out, and Bob's even crankier than usual. How are
you,
Bob Burton?
Yeah, this is going to be a long night. I was okay till I got up here, and I'm not feeling as well.
He's tried to quit 14 times already the last hour since we got here. Well, the Bombers and I, Bob, you always say a team makes the most improvements between first and second game. I was going to say week one and week two, but that's different this year. Between first and second game, we heard Brian talk about what he hopes to see tonight. What do you hope to see out of this Bomber ball club after last week?
Well, two things. One, we're going to hang on to the football. Harrison's got a real explosive offense, the capable of scoring. You know, they put up big numbers last week against a good Pea Ridge team, and we're going to figure out some way to hang on to the football, keep the defense off the field, and limit the snaps that Harrison can take offensively. Now, that's easier said than done.
Right.
You know, Junior Williams didn't get to practice most of the week because of a forearm injury. He's back tonight and going to play, and don't know how much or how well, but you know, still, if they watched the game last week, and I'm sure Sheridan, they watched the Sheridan game on tape, Harrison did, and, you know, they're going to clog the middle and make us go to the outside and beat them doing something that we don't like to do. So, you know, it's going to be a battle of wills.
Well, let's talk about this Harrison ball club. You mentioned the fact that offensively they are explosive, and it all starts with that great junior running back they have.
Oh, Gabe Husky, you know, All-State running back last year, 249 carries, 1,862 yards and 27 touchdowns. That's unbelievable right there. 22 receptions for 359 yards and 3 TDs. Great all-purpose back. And the thing is, most of these skill players and or whatever are juniors on this Harrison team.
Right.
I mean, that is the good junior high team they had a couple years that went undefeated, and they've kept them in the program, and they're maturing and coming along and playing real well right now.
They've got a great run stopper up front, too.
Oh, Hayden Vanderpool, you know, bench press 315, 500-pound squat, a D2 prospect. He's just somebody in the middle that, you know, with the offense we run, we don't want to see people like that, that can occupy two blockers, and it's going to take two men to move him or two guys to occupy that list. We're going to try to block more than there are of us anyway, so it's going to be tough to do.
Everybody talks about this rivalry, Mountain Home and Harrison, and while it is a rivalry, you look at the series history, it's really very lopsided.
It's very lopsided. You know, Harrison leads 51, 17-3, and, you know, that goes back a long ways. And even though they call it a rivalry right now, it's not played with the intensity that it was 15, 20 years ago because we're not in the same conference anymore. And we just don't have that. The atmosphere is not like it was. Don't get me wrong, it's still something you get up for every year as a coach, player, student, and member of the community. It just doesn't have the impact that it once did. And plus, rivalries, you know, as Rich Sanders once said, rivalries aren't created unless both teams win sometimes. That's just the honest truth. And if you don't win once in a while, it's not much of a rivalry except on paper.
Harrison's won the last five in a row against Mountain Home. The Bombers will have a tough time with this one here this evening. I remember one time interviewing longtime Harrison coach
Tommy Tice,
and he said, Brad, when they hired me, they said, we don't care how many games you win a year as long as you beat Mountain Home.
That's true. Tommy always said that. And, you know, he always wanted to play the last game of the year or the second game of the year because in previous years when they played last, if he lost, he had to listen to it all winter. So he wanted to play early in the year. So if he did get beat, something would overshadow it before the end of the year.
We're about 16 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break. The first full night of football in the Natural State. So lots of great matchups around Arkansas tonight. Matt Sharp will have our studio report, and we continue in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Week is Austin Lance. Austin made the tackle and one quarterback hurry on defense. He played both sides of the ball all night. Had an outstanding performance on the offensive line, grading out at 91%. Austin Lance, the Player of the Game against Sheridan, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Shop Lowe's for Labor Day savings and give your home a quick refresh inside or out. Whether you're replacing one appliance or upgrading a whole suite, now you can get up to 40% off appliance special values. Then grab a brush and roller and get $10 to $40 off via rebate on select paint and primer, exterior stain, and resurfacers. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 9/12. Paint offer valid through 9/5. Rebate varies. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big, we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece Chicken McNuggets, and the Classic Chicken Sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio as we continue with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Mountain Home getting ready to take on Harrison tonight over at FS Garrison Stadium, again renewing one of the oldest rivalries in Arkansas. But right now, let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East Conference, there's one team that is idle this week, and that is West Memphis, who comes into this week ranked third in Class 6A. Searcy is hosting Sheridan tonight. Jonesboro's at home against Batesville. Jacksonville is entertaining Mills. Sylvan Hills is at home against Little Rock Catholic. Pine Bluff, who's ranked seventh in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is playing at Cabot tonight. That should be a big game. And Marion will be at Wynn this evening. On the local level, Yellow Summit is starting their season off tonight on the road. The Panthers playing at Green Forest after coming off a 4-7 campaign a year ago. Salem is at home against Mountain View. Melbourne is playing Midland tonight down at Pleasant Plains. Marshall is at Hector tonight. West Plains has made the trip up to Rolla. Hollister is at Lamar. Forsyth is taking on the Lighthouse Christian Homeschool Association up in Springfield. Branson is hosting Neosho, and Ava is at Hallsville tonight. Looking at the Arkansas sports media overall top 10 teams that we have yet to mention, three teams are idle this week. Number one, North Little Rock. Number two, Bryant. And number nine, Pulaski Academy. By the way, the Bruins also ranked number one in Class 5A. Number three, Fayetteville is at home against Owosso, Oklahoma this evening. Number four, Bentonville is playing at 10th-ranked Conway. Was one of two matchups between top 10 teams. The other one will be in Fort Smith. Number five, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, will be at number six, Northside, tonight. And number eight, Bentonville West, is at home against Fort Smith Southside. Looking at the Class 6A top five teams that we haven't yet got to, number four, Benton, is at home against Arkadelphia. The Badgers come into the game ranked fourth in Class 4A as well. And number five, El Dorado, will be playing at home against Camden Fairview. Wildcats really nearly pulled one off last week, taking Conway to double overtime, but ended up eventually losing to the Wampus Cats. And looking at the Class 5A top five teams that we haven't yet got to, by the way, in case you missed it, Harrison comes into this game ranked fifth in Class 5A. As they are getting ready to host the Bombers tonight. Number two, Little Rock Christian, is at Valonia this evening. Number three, Texarkana, is hosting a Texas school, Liberty Elau. And number four, Little Rock McClellan, is idle this week. In the Class 4A top five games, teams that we haven't yet mentioned, number one, Warren, is idle this week. Number two, Joe T. Robinson, is hosting Rogers tonight at Little Rock. Third-ranked Nashville has made the trip to Hope. And number five, Rivercrest, is at Paragould. In the Class 3A top five, number one, Boonville, is at Ozark tonight. Second-ranked Clinton is hosting Heber Springs. Number three, Prescott, is at home against Mena. And number five, Charleston, is hosting Danville this evening. Fourth-ranked McGee is idle this week. And in the Class 2A top five, we actually have one final score already from earlier this week, actually Monday night, and number one, Foreman, lost to Smackover by a score of 45-24. They're not the only team playing the Buckaroos this week from the Class 2A top five. Number three, Junction City, will be at Smackover tomorrow night. And number five, Conway Christian, this evening is at Spring Hill. Two teams idle in the Class 2A top 5A this week. They are number two, Mount Ida, and number four, Hazen. And let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Bob in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Harrison. They'll have more on this game coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Would you like to clear out some clutter and feel really great about it? Do you have a junk drawer, a closet, or a garage that needs to be cleaned out? Take a little time this weekend to go through some stuff and then give your gently used items to a good cause. This is Captain Jamie Spaulding with the Salvation Army. Your tax-deductible donations help us provide food, clothing, and emergency assistance to those in need right here in our community. So do yourself and us a favor. Clean out and donate to the Salvation Army Thrift Store.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Harrison, about 4 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Goblins this evening. The coin toss won by Mountain Home tonight, and the Bombers have elected to receive. So Mountain Home will have the football to start the ball game. Let's get our turf report brought to you by Lawns Plus. For all your turf and pest management and landscaping needs, contact Lawns Plus and visit upgradeyourlawn.com. Bob, you did such a great job last week. Folks wanted to hear you do it again this week.
Well, the turf's in good shape. Not quite as good shape as it was last week in War Memorial Stadium, but it's in good shape. It's dry and got straight lines on it. So I'd have to say the turf's in good shape, Brad.
That's why you make the big bucks.
I know it. Yep. I know it. I understand that.
Bombers get the football first, Bob. How important it is to come out here and try to set the tone early?
Oh, you don't realize how important it is. You don't want to say any one point defines a game, but normally the first possession of the night and the first one of the second half define those halves to an extent, and you want to have some success. I don't say you have to score on the first possession. We need to have the ability or the drive to make two or three first downs, I think. Don't go three and out and give them a chance to jump on top real quick, and don't give them good field position. You know, make them go a long ways with the football. Make them snap it as many times as possible. The more they snap it, better chances of a penalty or a turnover or something negative happen.
We saw the 18-play, 65-yard drive last week. Boy, need to see more similar drives tonight, don't we?
Well, you know, we limited Sheridan last week. You couldn't tell about the final, but we limited him to, what, three possessions in the first half?
Yes.
And, you know, we only scored 7 points. But, you know, sometimes your best defense is a good offense and keeping the other team off the field. And, you know, 3 yards and you can't say a cloud of dust, but a cloud of rubber filling on the field out there would be a good night. I don't care if we didn't make more than 3 yards of whack and just rammed it right down the throat and kept the ball away from them.
Let's take a break, come back. We'll kick this one off in just a moment. The Bombers and Goblins next on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!